Although I left my bagpipes back in Ithaca, I thought that I would finish my ministry here with some words from Robert Burns. The emotions that Burns evokes bring back memories of when I was a newly settled minister. Back then, the UUA would hold startup seminars for ministers who were moving into a new congregation, and typically the seminars were held around February or March. So by then, we had been in a congregation long enough to learn a bit about it. We learned, to be authentic. We learned, probably mistakes that we had made. We learned about the things that weren't in the packet, but we didn't learn about, before we got there, which were also quite often very important. Prior to that meeting, we were given a packet, and basically we had to do a lot of reflective writing and put all that together. Once we arrived at the retreat center, which was outside of San Francisco, we would spend time in small groups talking about things, and then in a larger group going over things together. One of my most vivid memories from that seminar transpired one evening, and it began as we sat in a barely lit room, and the two conveners, who were well-seasoned ministers, they asked us to sit down and just listen to these phrases and reflect on them, and then engage in a discussion. More than 30 years later, a few of the phrases came back to me. They're still with me. One was, doing ministry means learning to say goodbye. Another was, think about how you leave a room, because that's how you die. Well, here we were in new ministries. We were not exactly prepared to start talking about dying. Sure, memorial services are part of ministerial work, but we don't spend that much time in seminary or even in the beginning, when we're learning to do ministry, talking about saying goodbye, about finality. Now, you can already guess that why the poem by Burns is so important to me. It's so meaningful. As a child, I really only had one move between the time I was about 2 years old and when I left for college. Some of my friends and family members stayed in the same homes from the time they were born until they married. Even when I left for my first congregation, a good friend hugged me and said, "No, don't say goodbye." He was a smoker, so he had a hurry, deep, drop voice. "Don't say goodbye. It's adios." And he hugged me. Years later, when we met again, and I was passing back to Chicago, we got together for breakfast, and we talked about adios. And I said, it's different in ministry. Ministers who never learn to say goodbye can be really lousy predecessors. If a minister can't say goodbye to a congregation, then their successor is going to have a difficult time. Now, I'm really happy to say Erica has been exemplary. She's been there every time when I've call her or email, and I know she has not interfered in any way in my ministry. And so she's been phenomenal, and I want to do the same when somebody else comes here. I'll always be there to answer the phone or an email But I'm not going to be calling the congregation to talk about her or his ministry. In 32 years of ministry, I have never returned to preach after leaving the congregation. Next Saturday, I'll step inside a church building where I and the congregation. I was fortunate enough to be the minister during the capital campaign, and we doubled the congregation's space. It will be the first time I've been in that building since the last time I packed up my books and the prefects in the office and left 17 years ago. And the reason is because Carolyn and I are going to be driving through there on our way to do the family wedding. And I thought that I would show her the building. Finality is important because it provides space for the next minister to create his or her relationship with what will become her or his congregation. When I was a new minister, I was unaware of the importance of this. It was only after several years of ministry that I began to fully appreciate the importance of closure. Another lesson that I picked over the years was that there will be people who storm out of a church, vowing never to come back. Some of them eventually do, without mention of the precipitating event. For everyone that storms out in a huff, though, there are many more who leave quietly. They leave, don't say goodbye. Because saying goodbye is such a difficult thing in our culture. Over the years, colleagues would speak about congregations with revolving door syndromes. Sometimes they'd say, oh, we took in 10 new members this year. And then quietly remark, and we took off 10 or 12 from our membership list. So the congregations would basically stay in place. Others spoke of church splitting conflicts. Such experiences sounded foreign to my own experiences. The church where I first learned about Unitarian Universalism was small. It wasn't much larger than your congregation. A few new people would show up each year, and a few people would either die or move away. So it was relatively stable. There was very little experience with a revolving door. As one of my parishioners in an earlier congregation once said, once you leave Unitarian Universalism, it's a golf course or the Sunday morning talk shows. The minister I interned under had been in his church for 20 years when I got there to serve as his intern, and he stayed there for a total of 35 years. And at that point, he moved away to do interims for a few years until someone else was settled and fully, you know, moved in with the congregation. So death and goodbyes were not words that were familiar to my understanding or expectation of where my ministerial career would take me. And I would add that minister who had been there for 35 years had an office in the church when he eventually came back. The reality is that very few ministers, graduate from seminary and then go on to spend their entire careers in one congregation. I've sometimes thought that if I ever write my ministerial memoirs, they'll be titled The Gift of Good Boxes, because in ministry, we learn to move. It's a part of what we do. We need to move to help grow our souls and gain new skills. And congregations need us to move eventually so that someone new will come in. After all, you don't want to have a minister dying in the pulpit. There are, I know, several cases where that did take place, and congregations, you know, have had very difficult times dealing with that. A classmate who was the son of a minister told me that a popular saying that his father told him was, 3 moves equals a fire. So in ministry, you learn what to keep and what to pass on. Or you get to be like me, and you decide to do consulting ministries so you can keep your house and just pack the car once a month. That's why learning to say goodbye is so important. My internship supervisor, who had been in that church for 35 years, was once asked, what's it like to serve a congregation for 35 years? You must either run out of sermon ideas or run out of, you know, new things to do. And his response was, well, in 35 years, I think that I've served at least 5 to 7 different congregations. There had been, you know, change, you know, in the congregation over the years. Perhaps the strongest word that comes to us in the passage from Robert Burns is the word sever. The word sever is one that is, you know, deals with finality. When you sever something, you cut it off. You set it away. When it speaks of the sorrow that accompanies the end of a relationship because it's never going to be the same again. But then, as I like to say, the way we were isn't in our hymnal. It's a reminder that with the joy that awaits our future endeavors, there will always be feelings of loss and even grief as we depart, even if we're departing to embrace another. Whether it's the end of a job, a marriage, or the end of some other significant relationship, there's always sadness when we pack up our personal effects and walk out the door for the last time. Yet another good friend in college, as well as the son of a minister, John Morgan, said to a group of us, remember, we're all interims. We're all interim ministers, whether we like it or not, whether we're intentional or not. Every one of us is an interim minister, whether we're in a congregation for 6 months or 35 years. We're interims in the life of that congregation. The congregation will go on. As I said, my biggest regret in leaving here is that I'm not passing the keys to the office, to the minister's office, along to my successor. The Buddhists teach us the importance of impermanence. No ministry is permanent. We're all interims. All ministries eventually end, for one reason or another. One could argue that even those ministers who died in the pulpit were interims, because the congregation met in church the next week to worship. Once we acknowledge that nothing is permanent and that our ministries will end, we need to decide how we will leave. How will we walk out the door for the last time? Now, as I said, some ministries end with the minister's retirement. And aside from that small handful of ministers who spend their entire careers in one place, most of us move along at various intervals. When we do so, we hope that we have made a difference, made some impact in the life of the congregation we have served. And we also hope that our next congregation will benefit from what we've learned. We're part of something much larger. That's the important thing to realize. Unitarian Universalism is much larger than any single minister or any single congregation. Now, obviously, having been around for a while, I've heard my share of final sermon stories. I'll share them to you because some of them are hilarious and tragic. There was a minister who arrived at church early, took off the church door, and then went into the pulpit to preach the sermon with the door on his back, and he told the congregation what a burden they had been. And how he felt he had been carrying them for the full duration of his ministry. Another minister got up into the pulpit and said, "I had nothing more to say." And then he walked out the door. His successor came, and about 10 years later, after his successor left, he was invited back to preach. I think he was debating whether to go back into ministry. And he realized he still didn't have anything to say. So he stayed out of ministry. And there are obviously stories of ministers hectoring their congregations and telling them what failures they have been. And then those colleagues have gone on to other failing churches. There's a saying that great ministers serve great congregations. And it's the synergy between minister and congregation that's important. As you know by now, I'm too much of an institutionalist to go negative. I've told you what you need to do, and I know that you're going to do it, because I believe in you and you believe in yourselves. Now this brings me back to Robert Burns and the Fawn Kiss. Although my wife Carolyn is a classical musician, both of us really enjoy jazz. So I want to add yet another maxim that comes to us from another one of those gospel jazz writers, U.B. Blake. And U.B. Blake was known for saying, accentuate the positive. And that's the importance at the end of the ministry, to accentuate the positive. In this spirit, I want to leave the room, so to speak, with the same message that I have given you most of the time that I've been here. This is a message of gratitude. Gratitude for allowing me to accompany you on your religious sojourns. Gratitude for allowing me to come into your lives and your homes. A fond kiss, and then we sever, acknowledges the grief and sorrow which accompany the end of a relationship. Personally, I want to thank you for this opportunity to serve a New England congregation. I didn't realize the difference between New York and Vermont. While we're next door neighbors, there is an enormous difference between the New England traditions and the New York traditions. I never served a congregation with stained glass windows in the minister's office before. You have a phenomenal building. Take advantage of it. Savor it. Now, for those of you who are familiar with the children's story, The Velveteen Rabbit, I was your Velveteen minister and you were my Velveteen congregation. We have been through our discussions. We've been real for one another. We both may be a bit frayed around the edges at times, but not that much. The important thing is we've been real to one another. When my sons grew out of their assorted furry creatures, we did not throw them out. Instead, I said, kiss it goodbye and we'll put it in the closet. And if you ever feel as though you want to have it back, it'll be there. And some of them are still in the closet. This brings me to the poignant remark about the correlation between leaving the room and dying. That came late at night. What I gleaned from the discussion around that topic was the need to pay attention to saying goodbye. The need to pay attention to thanking people. Having been through the most personal deaths, the death of a spouse, I know the importance of saying goodbye. Undoubtedly, we all fall short of this at times because we just don't like saying goodbye. But I publicly want to thank all of you who have been so supportive of my ministry. If I have not communicated it to you personally, I communicate it to you here from the pulpit. And so it is with a fond kiss that I leave you. A fond kiss, as Robert Burns would say. One of the lessons of Eastern religion that I find meaningful is the notion of karma. It's the idea that when something dies, something new gets passed along and is reincarnated in a new body or form. I'm moving along to a new opportunity or stage in my ministerial career, and I hope that you will move expeditiously to bring in a successor to serve as your minister. You know that you are perfectly capable of doing this, and you know that it simply takes being as generous with your checkbooks as you have been with your hearts. And I know there is an abundance of love in this congregation. Love for one another, love for your congregation. I want to thank you for giving me the privilege of serving as your minister. I wish you everything in the way of success and happiness. I want to wish you success in creating a stronger Unitarian Universalist presence in the Rutland community. May we all know peace, prosperity, and success as we move toward our separate futures. Amen. Blessed be. So be it.
Take care of that. You take the mic. Okay.